Hello and welcome to Bleed Geek, episode number 113. I'm Mike Earl.
Randy Orvis.
That should be good enough. Yeah, here we are.
Here we are. Again on our own.
So what's been happening? Anything crazy? Fighting around the world or what?
No.
It's been a slow week.
It's been pretty slow.
It's the dog days of summer. Is it really the dog days or is that the end of August?
I think that's the end of August.
I'm going to call it the dog days because it's August now.
Okay.
And I do what I want.
That's welcome to Bleed Geek.
But as far as tech news goes, it's been a little slow. So we'll just kick into it.
Kick it.
There's a lot of... We'll start with a little bit of Apple news. Get that out of the way. There's a lot of rumors of an iPhone 5C floating around.
Does that make you excited?
No, I don't care. And by rumors, I mean there's like cases that are showing up and someone was selling cases for it on Amazon already. But they're like supposedly the cheaper model that they're going to make, supposedly. And possibly the iPhone 4s are going to be banned starting tomorrow or starting soon because of some patent infringement that was going on. But like Congress is like trying to lobby President Obama to stop it, I guess, because they think they'll hurt the economy. Does that seem crazy?
Nah, I'm with it.
You don't care?
No, not so much.
Apparently everyone made a big deal this weekend about Bob Mansfield being taken off the executive team page of Apple.
Mansfield.
What are you trying to think of?
There's another person with that name.
Mansfield?
And he's Bob Mansfield, and he's in the home improvement business.
For real?
Mm-hmm.
Weird.
Carry on.
But supposedly he's been taken off as the senior vice president of technologies at Apple and now is on a special project reporting directly to Tim Cook. I don't know. I think it's just been a slow week and that's why people are making a giant deal out of this on Sunday. Did you see it everywhere too?
Yeah.
It's like, that's cool. Like he retired like 3 years ago and then he came back and then, yeah. People like him, I guess. And then my favorite report of the week is definitely the Wall Street Journal. Reporting that now the iPad mini is definitely coming with Retina display, although like a week ago they said it definitely wasn't. And so the news clearly is it may or may not be coming with a Retina display.
It definitely may be coming.
It definitely
might not.
That's definitely going to happen. Something.
There is a 100% chance that it 50% may happen.
That's what it's come to at this point. Is everyone saying one way or another what they think is going to happen. So
it seems silly that they wouldn't do it, I guess, just because I feel like they try to keep up with, like, if somebody outdoes them, i.e. the new Nexus 7,
yeah,
then Apple's going to keep up with them at least.
The only reason I think that they might not is because on the smaller display, for one, you can't notice it as much. I mean, you can still see a difference, obviously.
Right.
But once you're starting to get down there, I mean, you could see it on a phone, too, but even that's, you know, getting nitpicky. But if they can't keep the battery life where it's at with having the smaller form factor and keeping the same battery life, since the battery's a lot smaller than the bigger iPad, it would need a better processor than the current one to keep that powered, so that would draw more power. I think that's where the logistics come in, and they want to obviously keep their price point they have. So I don't know. We'll find out, but it definitely may or may not have a Retina display. Definitely. According to sources familiar with the matter.
Makes sense.
The Moto X launched today, or was announced, I guess. So there's that. I was telling Randy before the show, like, I was trying to look at it and see, like, you know, what it's all about and, like, I thought, you know, this would be something huge for the show tonight that we'd be able to talk about. And in the end, it's just another Android phone to me. I don't... And then and I told him, you know, it's not even hating on Android, but, like, seriously, there's just so many that come out all the time. It's hard to get pumped up for another one. It is made in America.
America.
Or at least assembled, I guess. Coming to all the carriers. It's got, like, 18 different colors. But I think AT&T has some exclusive with a bunch of colors, if you're into that sort of thing. It's a 4.7 720 AMOLED display. They kind of made a very mid-range phone. It wasn't like a high-end like the Galaxy S4 is, I guess.
My guess is it's going to be... Did they announce the price?
I think it's $199.
All right. That's what I was going to say. Like, I'm assuming they're just trying to get it at... Like, not making it a kind of flagship phone, so to speak.
Right.
To make it more of a entry-level...
I saw a thing on Gizmodo saying that it was an awesome phone, which... Honestly, I don't always trust Gizmodo that much, personally, but...
Why you hate on Gizmodo?
I don't hate on them, I just don't think they're always a credible source.
That's right.
I do check it constantly still, but... They're more... I would almost classify them as a Tumblr more than, like... Like, everything they... I don't know. Never mind. Going down another rabbit hole. But yeah... Like, everything was pretty much leaked already, was right. Apparently, they had a briefcase full of all the different colors to show people. I don't know. Do you have anything you want to say about it? Did you look at it at all today?
Yeah, I did.
Supposedly has a 24-hour battery life.
I just don't care. Like you said, like we were saying before, like, if I am going to get a new phone, it's either going to be the HTC One, the Google Play version, or an actual... Nexus.
The Nexus 4?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure there should be a new one of those. I feel like the 4 came out...
It was, what, in...
December or something? Before that,
even. November?
Yeah.
I think it was in November.
I mean, so there's one coming in a couple months, probably. Probably around the same time as the iPhone.
Yeah.
The new
iPhone. It'll probably be in August.
You think so? Is that your prediction? It is August now.
It is August. That's weird.
That is weird.
Either end of this month or early September.
We're 2 months away from my birthday right now. We're exactly 3 months away from mine. Exactly. So the Motorola X. Moto X.
Asshole.
You said it.
I did, clearly.
It was your voice. I heard it. If you get the new Moto X, you could probably get Office on it now. How do you feel about that?
Yes.
Office came out on iOS a couple weeks ago and months ago now, maybe. I don't know how long it was. Are you pumped? Are you totally
so
pumped?
So pumped.
Have you already downloaded it on your phone?
Got it. Got three versions on my phone. No, I don't have it on my phone. I have Google Docs on my phone.
Oh, Google Docs. Do you ever... With a total sidebar question. Do you ever use Google Docs offline?
Yes.
Like, on your computer? Like,
on my yes.
Like, I have a document I've been working on, right? And I want to work on it this weekend, but I'll be up north without the internet. So I wondered how well, like, just opening it straight up. Does it open as just its own file, or will it open in, like, Word or something? Or
it opens up in a... As long as you have Google Docs installed. Like, so I use it... Well, I don't know how yours works, but I have it on my Nexus. So it just opens up the Google Docs, like...
But you never tried it on a computer, though.
No.
Maybe I'll just disconnect from the internet and try it.
Disconnect?
I know, right? That's scary. How dare I?
Your grandparents have good internet up there.
Yeah, totally.
Good one, Randy.
They don't at all.
I know.
But, I don't know. So, I was going to try that. But, like, because I looked at it on my computer before, I could do it now. I'm not using the internet, I suppose, right? Might as well just find out right now.
Do you want to talk about readers while you're doing that?
Sure.
Or do you want me to talk about... I'll talk about some random stuff so you can focus.
You talk about some random stuff.
Mr. Snowden. Yeah. He was given what's the word I'm looking for? Not amnesty. Asylum in Russia for 1 year. So he's got, he has like a passport that's in all Russian and whatnot.
He has a passport that's in Russian?
Yeah, I saw a picture of it.
Like, he's just allowed to be free in Russia.
He's
right?
Like, he's a I don't know if you want to say an honorary citizen, but he's basically like a citizen of Russia for a year. I think he's an idiot. I think he's going to end up getting killed or something.
Like, someone's just going to, like, sniper him? Did I just connect probably to my own internet again? That's weird.
And then the only other thing I had was, did you see, you know how last week we had talked about some sales calls?
Sales calls?
Sales, you know, like quarterly sales calls.
Oh, right, right.
I don't think we discussed Nintendo's, did we?
Nope, because it just happened.
All right. So they said that in the second quarter, they only sold 160,000 Wii U's. Does that seem crazy low?
Yeah. I know it's doing really not bad, but they're not doing good.
To put that into perspective, the Wii, which is like 7-8 years old maybe now, mm-hmm. Sold 50,000 more than them last quarter.
Yeah, that's not good.
No.
I say it like that.
And then really the system holding Nintendo together is their 3DS, basically, that sold
a ton.
Yeah, 2 point some million that's last crazy quarter, which is pretty insane. So they're saying that the 3DS will actually be even higher next year or next quarter. But they still with the poor sales of the Wii U and whatnot, they still had $88 million in profit. So not bad overall.
Yeah, because they were not making money for a while.
Yeah.
For, like, the first time in, like, 25 years, like, last year, I remember when we had
yeah. So going from, like, not making money to, like, $88 million in profit, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, totally.
But they're still looking to, by the end of March of next year, they're hoping to have 9 million Wii U's sold. So I think they're really, they must have something planned for
they
this holiday season.
They have some games coming out, I think, some, because, I mean, honestly, what sells Nintendo consoles is first-party games, like the Mario
like the
games,
classics.
Zelda games. I know there is a Mario game coming out soon. I know there is a new Mario Kart coming out. And there, Zelda, they remade the one from GameCube, and that's coming out in, like, an HD version. So I'm sure that'll sell decently because it's Zelda.
It's Zelda.
And people love it.
It's very true. I liked Zelda. Always liked all those.
So, I don't know. It's hard. I think it's hard to be Nintendo right now.
Well, they're in such a... They're a very niche market.
Yeah. I mean, they're trying to do cool things, but it just doesn't always work out for them.
No. That's... Because I was... Like, when I read that, it kind of made me think. You know, it's like, what would the world be like if Nintendo wasn't around? Like, say they kept, like, just kept on losing money.
Like back in the 80s?
Do they close shop?
They close now, you mean?
Yeah. Like, do you think we...
No, they'll never go out of business. Like, worst case scenario, they become Sega, software company. They'll still make their games. They'll just stop making hardware.
That'd be cool. I would hate to see a world where Nintendo didn't exist, you know?
I mean, they're so against it, but honestly, if they would just put games on Android and iOS, they would make a killing. Like, think if they put out a Super Mario game on iOS for $2.99, they would slaughter.
I bet you
Angry Birds does, and they have...
No,
you know what I mean?
I bet, like, you if it was even $10, people would buy the shit out of it.
XCOM, have you ever played that? Have you ever heard of it? It's like a tactical game, right? They took it and ported it to the iPad, and it's like $20 for the app. And they're making a ton of money. Like,
For
good quality, people pay for it.
Yeah, I haven't reached the level yet of where I'm interested in playing those style of games. I'd gotten...
Tactical games, you mean, or on a
tablet? Yeah, tactical games on the tablet. What was that zombie one? We had talked about it where they ended up making it for free because it was a top pirated game. Do you remember that?
Yes, but I don't remember the name.
So, anyway, that's like the only one that I ever had on my tablet, and I played it for like 20 minutes. And it's cool, but it's just not what I want to play. Plagues. I ended up purchasing it. That game's freaking sweet. Just beat the first time last night.
It takes a while to beat it.
Yeah. It's like, you know, you got to kind of figure out your strategy. Like, which way do you want
to... You have to figure it yeah, no, that's cool. I do definitely like strategy games more than... Like, obviously, there's a lot of endless runner games in app stores right now. Like, Temple Run, those type of games. Like, where you're just seeing how far you can get.
Yeah.
But I there's a...
What was that one that I always played on your iPad?
Supremacy.
Supremacy. That one was a blast.
And there's another one that's, like, the same exact style called Galcon that I have that I know did pretty well. It's, like, an early iOS game that did really well. And it's almost the exact same style as that, where it's, you know, taking your troops and attacking, basically.
Yeah.
I like tower defense type games.
Yep, I've got a tower defense game on my phone that I play.
Kingdom Rush is the one I like a lot. And then, essentially, that's what Plants vs. Zombies is, really. Which is addicting.
Yeah, mine's called Defender 2.
Yeah, so, but I don't know. Like, I've played some where it's like you're supposed to hold it, and then there's like kind of two joysticks on there where it's shooting games are just harder on a touchscreen, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, they're getting there. They're getting really good, but it's still hard for them in general. But like I said, they'll get there, right? I don't even know why it's... Oh, but Nintendo, like, they could make games. Like, even if they made simpler versions of their classic... I mean, they have the catalog, like, anything with the name Metroid in it. Or they could... Pokemon would be perfect for the iOS. I mean, like, those are the... Like, you would make some... There was a fake Pokemon game that was, like, for a dollar, and they made, like, a ton of money before they realized it was, like, 12 hours before someone realized it was a fake and it got pulled and they made a ton of money. Like,
that's awesome.
Like, and there's a few games lately that have had, that have got past the App Store rules that have been like secretly emulators for like Game Boy.
Yeah.
And once they get, I mean, they blow up real quick and then they get pulled, but that's what, I mean, Nintendo could make a lot of money now doing it, but even if their hardware sales continue to plummet.
I get you.
But they do have, like, I hear decent things about the Vita, but I never hear anyone that, I don't know anyone or have ever seen anyone that's had one, but I see DSs all the time.
Yep.
And so I feel like they have the handheld market non...
Well, there's really no other... I mean, there is... Right.
Not, you know what I mean? Like...
But it's a... Yeah.
But they always have since the Game Boy. I mean, the Game Gear never even did that well. I think sucked batteries like there was no tomorrow because it was in color and a giant screen compared to the Game Boy at the time. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, did you ever play one of those?
Yeah.
I think it was huge. Josh had one.
David Nestor had one.
Yeah.
They always had a lot of cool stuff.
Jerks.
Yeah.
But yeah. I couldn't get Google Docs to open. It just said it can't connect to the internet. So I wonder if there's something I have to install or sign up for. I mean, I know I can do it. I could do it on my phone or my tablet if I saved them offline, but I'll have to see. What's the point of them backing up on my computer then if I can't open them? Right? Right.
And you're using Chrome, correct?
Yeah. But I mean, offline, it just said right away that I'm sure there's some plugin or something. I don't know. I just wanted to work on it without the internet, but neither here nor there.
Oh, spreadsheet?
No, just a regular doc. I mean, I could just save it, copy it, or even open it in I have Microsoft Word. I could use that. Or I maybe have Pages or even text edit. I mean, there's plenty of other applications I could open, but I already have it in my Google Docs because that's where I usually work on it, you know?
Let me see.
But in the meantime, Google Reader died a while ago, as you may have known, because we talked about it constantly, because it was a sad day for me.
Right.
Randy moved on without a problem, I feel like.
It's true.
Are you still using Feedly?
Yep.
Do you like it?
Yeah. Like I said, I'm waiting for a search, but that's still rumored that it's coming, so.
Yeah.
Fucking crazy bitch.
There was one reader called the old RSS reader, they called it.
Yeah.
They announced they were shutting down now, too.
There's a bunch of them there.
And then people kind of, like, were like, what the hell? And now they decided they're going to stay open. Which I don't know how you could ever base a business decision on that, but
I'll show you.
But you found out how to do it?
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, so I thought that was funny. And I've been using Feedly. For the most part, I like it and it fits pretty well. I know that it definitely doesn't crawl as fast as Reader did. Like, some feeds
you can force it to.
Okay.
Yeah, because you can force it to refresh or you can wait for it to refresh.
What do you mean by, like...
There's a option.
I could open it. My other problem, my biggest beef definitely with it is... It doesn't always remember that I read stuff. If I don't...
Really?
Like, let's say I go through, I had 20 things I didn't read, right? And so I go through them, and I don't hit all again, like, as if for it to, like, refresh, basically. Mm-hmm. And if I went and opened it on something else, like my tablet or whatever, then it would show me those 20 again. Or, like, if I read a bunch before I go to work, shut my computer, and then open it again, it worked, they're still there.
Weird.
Which, it's a weird little like, and so now I've just gotten in the habit of after I read it, I hit all again and it refreshes that I have zero.
Yeah.
And then it doesn't do it, but it's just a weird little, and it, I mean, I follow a lot of things and I have a ton of stuff in my feeds, but I don't know if it's just one of those things. And you were saying I could.
Yeah. Like, do you have, well, there just should be the, yeah, that, not one to the right.
This one?
That.
Well, huh. I'll have to test it later.
Yeah, because that's what I always use. And it's just like, it's just like, bloop, bloop. But it's, so I'm not comparing, I guess, against like what's actually on the website's RSS either. Like, I'm sure I could actually go there and see if it's pulling like actual real time. Like it, but it's like.
Like, it's not. Like, some sites are pretty close, and then some more random ones are further away. And then I know some sites it wasn't even checking for a while because it was like all of a sudden like
there's like 30
a month after I'd been using it, like a bunch of old articles pulled in and I was like, oh, it must have just started. And I'm sure that takes a lot of resources. I mean, they're essentially reading the entire internet all the time for me, which, don't get me wrong, that's awesome. But I don't know. I just thought it would be interesting to talk
it's
about
not...
my feelings about readers since the death of Google Reader.
Yeah, there's still a lot of ways for somebody to come out with like the perfect one, but Feedly, in my opinion, is by far the best one so far.
I haven't gone back to Dig Reader in a long time, mostly because I've just been using Feedly,
mm-hmm.
and also because of the IFT integration.
Yeah.
And so I haven't checked that out in a while. Maybe I should look at it again just to see if it's been doing well or not. But I don't know. Just in general, I still miss Google Reader, but Feedly's been doing well, and I do like it, and it's a BetaWorks company, so... Or no.
Yep.
No, it's not. Dig is.
Oh, that's what I thought you were talking about.
But, no, Feedly's done well, though, and they did integrate... They still haven't... There's the app reader, that's R-E-E-D-E-R, that I used on my phone and my computer and my iPad. So far, just the phone one is allowed to use the Feedly API. They haven't updated the iPad or the Mac app yet. But maybe when they do, I'll go back to using that, and then I won't even seem anything different, but we'll see.
Yeah.
And then the last bit of news I had was Netflix has been rolling out updates to... the Apple TV and a few other places as well, but it's been rolling out profiles. So, like, let's say my house, we have three of us that use Netflix,
mm-hmm.
but right now all of my recommendations are kids shows because that's majoritively what we use it for, because Owen watches it. But with profiles, you'll be able to pick who's watching, and then it'll be able to still, so it'll do recommendations per the person and not.
That's pretty sweet.
As a family group, which is good for, like, if you had roommates that were sharing it or something, or anything of that nature. So, that's nice. I haven't noticed it on ours yet, but mm-hmm. I don't really have enough time where I spend a lot of time watching TV anyway. So, although I was watching Breaking Bad earlier today.
Makes sense.
I forgot to mention, I meant to talk about the movies podcast, but August 11th, the final season starts. Or the final half of the, yeah. I'm pumped. There's a really cool trailer. Did you watch it?
No.
You're like, why would I, Mike? It doesn't make any sense. Doesn't matter. It's still awesome. You should watch it.
Fair enough.
I'll make you watch it after this is over.
If you say so.
And I put something on our Tumblr about it.
I saw you post something on Tumblr. I didn't look
You're
at
like,
it.
You're like, I don't
though.
Know what that is, because it's Breaking Bad.
Makes sense.
Go get it.
Fair enough. FYI, you should... Covenant Hobbs, the complete set, hardcover, is on super sale right now on Amazon. $75.
That's half off, right?
It's over half off.
Is it?
It's normally $175.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Softcover or hardcover?
Hardcover.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Snaps. Did you just buy it?
I am buying it right now.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Or if you want the paperback, it's $50. That's crazy cheap.
It is cheap.
Anywho.
I still like to pick up Calvin and Hobbes books at garage sales, even though I have them all, for Owen, because that way I don't care if he wrecks them.
Yeah, because then he's not, like, dog-earing my pages.
Right. Or if he, like, got crazy and found a crayon one day and went nuts.
No, that'd be Danny, probably.
Yeah, right. You know what I mean. But it wouldn't be the end of the world then. But right. Then he can still get into it, you know?
I get you. And it's prime.
And freaking it's prime.
Right. Anywho, that's a podcast.
It's true.
So you guys should follow us on our plethora of social media sites. We're on Facebook, facebook.com/BleedGeek.
Twitter.
We're on the Twitter, @BleedGeek or twitter.com/BleedGeek.
Tumblr.
BleedGeek.tumblr.com.
We're not on Instagram.
But we are on Instagram.
That's true.
And on the Twitter.
And on the Twitters.
I am @TheCrandall.
And I am @Mike037. Yeah, you could call us or email us, too, if
yeah.
you really felt like you wanted to get crazy.
It's true. 406-794-3357.
Or fans@BleedGeek.com.
Fans@BleedGeek.com.
But outside of that, we'll be back next week with more
nerd news.
But until then, thank you for listening. I'm Mike Earl.
Randy Orvis.
Have a good night.